Stevie here, Little Steven, Stevie Van Zandt, Silvio Dante, Frank the Fixer. We've had rain or almost rain all over Europe this tour. We've been here 6 weeks, I guess. Weather-wise, it's one of the, probably the worst summer in history. But you know what? It's not bad for rock and roll, man, okay? I mean, we have some of our best shows in the pouring rain.
Done this for so long now, Stevie. I mean, just go through the motions of what happens when you prepare for something like this.
We don't really prepare for anything specifically. Rehearsing for the tour, and that is made up of translating the new album to the stage, figuring out how we're going to communicate the themes of the record in this case. And then off we go. You know, I mean, there's a lot happens. A lot of it sort of evolves organically on stage. An occasional sound check. Somebody will do something, you know, that kind of, that's interesting. Let's go in that direction. It's wonderful that we get as many young people as we do, especially Spain and Italy. Amazing amount of young people. Extraordinary, especially in Spain, you know, with 50% unemployment, under 25 years old. They couldn't find anybody over 30 in the audience. I mean, it was extraordinary, you know.
I come from down in the valley, where Mr. When you're young.
We must say, when we grew up, and it was not easy, but we had an infrastructure. We had clubs. We had radio. 8 or 10 rock and roll TV shows on, believe it or not. Record companies in their heyday. There was an infrastructure that if you were good and you were a bit lucky, you know, you managed to get a little success going, there was some reward at the end of the journey. Well, that's gone.
So you can't see another E Street band coming up in this generation.
It's going to be a lot more difficult, I'll tell you that.
But what was the single driving factor for you when you got into music? What was it, a band? Was it a moment?
No, it was sex. Sex, money, it was, you know, like, we, you know, we...
You did it for the sex and the money.
Yeah, of course. You know, I did it for the art? Are you joking? You know? Well, what happened was, very quickly, you realized, you know, no girl wants to be with you because you're in a band in those days. It was not hip. You know, they still wanted to sleep with the football players.
But were you inspired by the Beatles and bands like that?
Oh, no. It was all 100% for me the British Invasion, what we call the British Invasion of 64. The Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Dave Clark Five, the Yardbirds, the Who, the Kinks. These are the groups that made me want to do it. It's absolutely amazing that they're still around. I mean, Little Richard's still around, for that matter. You know what I mean? Chuck Berry's still around, so it's amazing. Up until the last few years, 5 out of the 7 guys who invented rock and roll were walking around.